Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Gary Morris, our guest, our good friend, longtime BrainTrust member, founder of Financial Seminary, author of several books, including his new one, Look Up America, and which I encourage you to find, and also be sure to get Spiritual Investments from the words, Wall Street Wisdom from the words of Sir John Templeton, still one of my favorite books in my library. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
Gary is a recovering Wall Street guy, moved away from Wall Street a few decades ago, but still practices in the financial environment. Gary, you know how I feel about Wall Street and Main Street.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty consistent about the fact that there's a misalignment between the two for a long time, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
And there was even a time when I think you thought I might not be right. What do you think now?
We still disagree. There's still some good guys on the street that does good things, Jim.
Yeah. But as a group, there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, isn't there?
Well, there's a disconnect between the big firms of Wall Street, Jim. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of independents out there who are good people. I know a lot of them.
No, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying their practices. I've never maligned individuals or.
Right.
I'm talking about their practices. Their values is what I got a problem with.
But there are there's a new movement, Jim, to clean up Wall Street. It's called socially responsible investing.
Which you've been leading. You've been part of the leaders of that.
The religious guys call it biblically responsible investing, and we try to pay more attention to what's called stakeholders, Jim.
Yep.
Instead of just shareholder capitalism.
Right.
Milton Friedman told everybody to maximize shareholder value.
Mm-hmm.
And Main Street sometimes gets lost out of that.
I think he might modify that. In fact, I pointed in an essay that I wrote. That was the point I made, and I'm not qualified to channel Friedman, but I just got to believe what I do know of him. I don't think he would say that exactly right now. What do you think?
Well, there was actually an article in Forbes a few years ago by two people from the law department at the University of Chicago who did feel comfortable channeling Friedman, and they said he would change his tune today.
Yeah.
Back when he said that, of course, we had not seen as much out of Wall Street as what we've seen recently. And it's becoming apparent. I'll give you a good example. Right after the Great Recession, Jim, Alan Greenspan, who's a fan of individualist capitalism,
mm-hmm.
Was asked by Congress what caused it all. He said, well, I counted on the self-interest of the bankers to make them behave themselves. And, of course, we saw where that got us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even Greenspan has changed his tune somewhat. And I think a lot of people have begun to, you know, there's Adam Smith, the father of modern economics.
Right. Wealth of Nations.
Yeah, he said, you know, people don't get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning to bake bread just because they...
Invisible hand.
And that's still true, I think, on Main Street, Jim. But, you know, that's not really true on Wall Street.
That's exactly right.
So I think we're beginning to adjust with the times. Peter Drucker wrote a book called Post-Capitalist Society, in which he said, I think it has, he said, we will become a responsibility-based organization, and big corporations are going to have to take what he...
Here's what's got to happen, though, Gary. Corporate America, which you know that some of the things that I say occupy Wall Street. But what I differ from those guys is that all they want is anarchy. What I want is solution government. And that's a big difference that I have. You know, Hillary Clinton is calling for some of the same things you and I are talking about, but her solution is the government to solve it. And what I'm telling corporate America and I'm telling Wall Street is, if you don't want to lose your party, your self-regulating your ability to handle your own affairs, you're going to lose it to the government if you don't do what you just said, Gary.
Well, that's where why you and I have gotten along for, what, 15, 20 years, Jim? We both had that would be non-coercive.
Market solutions.
Market solutions, but yeah. Ethical solutions.
That's exactly right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.